Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
United States Coast Guard is dealing with a suspected human smuggling venture out of the Bahamas. The Coast Guard was searching throughout the night for 39 people whose boat sank off of Florida's coast about 45 miles east of Fort Pierce. That's north of West Palm Beach. The latest accident follows another ill-fated crossing last week when 32 people whose boat capsized west of Bimini were rescued. Russian television goes propaganda. NATO is scrambling to strengthen its eastern flank. Western governments have warned of crippling economic sanctions if Russia invades Ukraine. Well over 100,000 Russian troops are now massed at their border with Ukraine. Russian state television claims what threat last night and adds Western panic is fueling the tensions by arming the Ukraine. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki from the lectern.
Our preferred path is diplomacy, and we can't predict where the mind of President Putin is. We've certainly seen aggressive actions and preparations increasing at the border.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
President Biden meets with private sector CEOs to discuss the ways Build Back Better agenda will grow the economy and make the U.S. more competitive. The meeting will take place at the State Dining Room. Later today, Biden will sign an executive order to make sexual harassment an offense in the Uniform Code of Military Justice and to strengthen the military's response to domestic violence and the wrongful broadcast or distribution of intimate visual images. A majority of Americans are choosing not to get the COVID-19 booster shot.
The CDC reports 40% of fully vaccinated Americans have received a booster dose. The average number of booster shots dispensed per day in the U.S. has plummeted from a peak of 1 million in early December. It fell to about 490,000 as of last week. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
After months of speculation, Democrat Congresswoman and Speaker 81-year-old Nancy Pelosi will seek re-election. Here's part of that announcement on Tuesday.
When people ask me what are the 3 most important issues facing the Congress, I always say the same thing. Our children, our children, our children. Their health, their education, the housing and economic security of their families, a clean, safe environment in which they can thrive, and a world at peace and where they are all welcome and in which they can reach their fulfillment. That is my why I am in Congress, for the children. This is my story, and this is my song. As you hear me say, when you're in the arena, you have to be able to take a punch or throw a punch for the children. In terms of health, my first words on the floor of the House were to fight against HIV/AIDS, to fight the disease and discrimination. And that is why I am running for re-election to Congress and respectfully seek your support. I would be greatly honored by it and grateful for it. Thank you so much.
The Red Cross on Wednesday said humanitarian aid to Tonga is picking up steam after the airport was cleared of ash, making it safe for planes to land days after a volcanic eruption and tsunami devastated the South Pacific island chain. The Australian government said it will provide an additional $1.43 million in humanitarian funding to Tonga. I'm Lance Pryde. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing. Stop.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. Rick Manning joins us, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Hey, Rick, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm just observing and very concerned about America, about our country and our citizens. I mean, we got, you know, the movement to defeat the mandates taking place. We've got mass mandates in play. All this stuff is having, you know, it's ending up with Americans becoming quite divided. And it seems that the ruling elite is happy to see us at each other's throats. I mean, the information that they've put out there has not brought us together. It has not unified us in such a way to where we can, you know, do what we can to combat this virus. They have used it clearly for political purposes and to keep us divided and angry. But, you know, what the people, I'm hoping, and sometimes I get glimpses of this, Rick, I don't know if you're seeing the same thing, but I'm starting to see the people getting angry at the right people. Instead of at each other, they're getting angry with the leadership that keeps confusing them and giving them all this different information to where we can't all, you know, get on the same page of what we should do responsibly and how we can care for ourselves and care for one another. Is this fair?
I think it is. One of the challenges is, you know, it's always difficult to look at to figure out who's actually stirring the pot to cause people to be in conflict, because the reason they're stirring the pot is so nobody will point the finger at them. And mm-hmm. So they tend to do it in all sorts of ways, using all sorts of formally credible sources. Perfect example is the FDA's decision yesterday that monoclonal antibody therapies are somehow not helpful in terms of Omicron. And you sit there and you say, and it just so happens that the Biden administration has totally botched the purchases of them. So there's a shortage. And so, you know, the FDA, you know, kind of helpfully comes out and says, oh, it'll work anyway. Well, there's a lot of people alive in Florida who say they do.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I was going to say there's a lot of doctors.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of doctors been using it very effectively.
Very effectively. A lot of live patients as a result. You know, the fact is they don't have a separate test for monoclonal antibody therapy or for Omicron. They have, mm-hmm. they have to do blood work after the fact to find out what they have. But they don't actually have a test they have doesn't distinguish between Omicron or Delta or any other variant that you have out there. Mm-hmm. And as a result, I really question how they even knew, how they even had a sample size that would tell them anything, because most people have Omicron don't present any symptoms.
Right.
And
right.
Monoclonal antibody therapy works in the best in the first 5 days. So if you're being told by a doctor until you get really sick, you know, just stay at home and don't worry about it. You really don't get to find out if monoclonal antibody therapy works, because it doesn't get put into, people don't start using it until they get really bad, which is maybe well after 5 days. So it's right. So when the FDA does stuff like that, and this isn't getting into whether they're accurate or not, I've just posed some reasons why they might not be, but why this reason is a question, but let's just assume they're accurate. Here's what they're essentially telling people. There was hope that we had a treatment, but you know, dive back into your houses. There's no hope. Right. We have no hope. We have nothing to offer. It's been 2 years. We have absolutely nothing to offer, but we've got a vaccine that you're going to get when you take it. You're probably going to have to take another one in 3 months, and we can't guarantee you're not going to get sick anyway. And you're certainly not going to be, and you're still going to be spreading the disease, because apparently the vaccine doesn't stop you from spreading the disease. It apparently only keeps you from getting a sick.
Because it's really not a vaccine by definition, the way you and I grew up to understand what a vaccine's all about. We've been worked from the get-go here, and because of all this false information, we're at each other's throats. And so what's the easy out for them? You know, Joe Biden said, well, blame those people that are unvaccinated.
But that's always, you know, if you look at history at all, you know that the way you control a society is to create an other, a group of people who can be blamed for the world's ills. So nobody points the finger at the people who actually, you know, deserving of said blame. Or just basically, you know, sometimes things just go bad, you know, it's just, you know, but ultimately you create another. That is the way you do it. And the unvaccinated are the designated other that can be blamed for everything. And, you know, if you can't go to the baseball game, blame the unvaccinated. This is the pandemic of the unvaccinated. There's never been more garbage. I mean, that's just garbage. Okay.
You know, what a group of the most incompetent people that you could have ever dealing with a pandemic. I mean, Rick, this is what this points to, and the people need to see this. I mean, you know, Fauci is compromised. I mean, you know, he just wants to keep our eyes away from it starting out of Wuhan. I mean, you're seeing emails now that Rand Paul had brought to the forefront here about how they purposely ignored and said, oh, well, you know, it first looked like, yes, it came out of, oh, no, we can't talk about it coming out of a lab and everything. I mean, this is all orchestrated. And everything seems to be orchestrated in a way. And as you read more and more, I mean, there's several books out right now. I mean, one pretty powerful about how much Fauci's compromised and how he's his decisions are so seem to be, you know, self-interested. I mean, he wants these monoclonal, you know, if you want the monoclonals to work, you give Dr. Fauci a percentage. Give him, you know, wet his beak. And all of a sudden, then monoclonals are going to be, you know, they're going to be out there. That seems to be, you know, the observation.
Bill, I have to tell you that that is perhaps the saddest thing about all this, in that people who formerly had absolutely pristine reputations, rightly or wrongly, have been exposed to be avaricious, mean, and not really caring much about the general public and welfare. And it is, when you look at the fight that we've been dealing with this for 2 years now, so let's just, it's not hard to look at what's gone on. You had an attempt to purge any doctor, any medical professional who doesn't agree with the vaccine and shelter-in-place strategy that's been pushed by the federal election or federal health officials, the public health people. And so you have doctors who sit there and say, no, I'm treating people. This is working. And the federal government says, no. And then they go and they tell their employers, their health provider, their hospitals and like, you can't employ these people anymore because we won't certify you. We will deny you certification.
Exactly.
So these people lose their jobs. It's the most cynical, evil thing I've ever seen.
Well, it's the same model that they use for climate change. You know, all these researchers, you want research money? You better make sure that you give us the right report. If you do, if you do, you'll have more money. If you don't, it's one and done. I mean, they've trained and conditioned scientists appropriately to where we end up with this compromised information. This is where we are. It's the model that is so pervasive in every aspect of science today, sadly. More from Rick Manning after this.
If you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it, you can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Amazon, and other fine retailers.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Hey, welcome back. The President of Americans for Limited Government, Rick Manning, continues with us. Rick, as we were talking about, even off air, you know, sometimes some of our really good stuff happens, you know, when we're on the commercial break. But we bring it back to everybody, so you're not going to miss anything here.
And that is that, you know, we're looking, as Rick brought out, the administrative state. And this, you know, the idea that people, you know, worked in the government to serve the people, that is gone, Rick. I don't see that, sadly. And there's probably some, you know, servants within the administrative state, just like there's servants in the FBI and the CIA, some really good people, and they're frustrated because they're caught up in this paradigm that is top down and not bottom up. And they see the deficiency that's taking place. I mean, really, you know, I think the bottom line of all this stuff is there's such a moral degradation of, you know, what service is all about. You know, their own sense of ethics and morality has been compromised. And I'm saying this is, you know, this is a nation that has turned its back on morality, and we are in chaos and a mess and frustrated. And guess what? I mean, we deserve to be in this middle of the mess because, you know, we haven't gotten our acts together. And when the people get their acts together and say, wait a minute, this is not only bad, it is so terribly unacceptable that we've got to either get these people out of office, get new blood in there, or do whatever it takes in order to get our country and get our health care back in our hands.
No, Bill, that's exactly right. A long, long time ago, I was approached by somebody in the middle of a legislative battle in the state race and state thing, and I'm not going to go into the details, but we were in a desperate situation. And somebody came up to me and said, if you could do one thing, what would you do to fix this? And they had a solution that wasn't tenable, but I looked around and I said, there isn't one thing because of the number of different things that were arrayed against us. It was like you chopped down one tree and seven trees grew up around it. But, and so that was kind of how people looked at the ever growing kind of government that we've seen over the past, two, three, four decades is that, you can elect Ronald Reagan, but government still grows. You can you can elect Donald Trump, but the swamp doesn't get drained. And so they sit there and say, well, who's in charge here? And what's now happened is the exposure of the civil servant class and the amount of disdain they have for the general public and how much they actually hate the people who pay their salaries has become very, very clear. How much they're pushing agenda, whether it's for personal profit or because of personal belief, doesn't matter. But how much they're pushing agenda has become readily clear to the American public. What that means, the good news is we now know the tree that needs to get chopped down. Okay, we now know the tree that has the roots the deepest, and we now have enough people who have been exposed to the, on a variety of reasons, a variety of ways, whether it be the fight amongst the scientists, the climate change scientists, against a simple regulation that would have made it so you had to be able to reproduce their results. Like any scientific inquiry, that their results had to be reproducible. They fought that. Because the results aren't reproducible, because they're fraudulent. Okay, so ultimately, we've seen that in the climate world. We've seen that certainly in the intelligence agencies. We've seen that in the public health service. And what that does is and we saw it certainly before in the Veterans Administration, where they're letting veterans die rather than actually process them. And so we now know what we're dealing with. And it's for the first time we have a chance to actually take on the administrative state, have the political will, get Congress the political will to take on the public employee unions and start doing the right thing for the American people by taking the power away from the administrative state, away from the bureaucrats, and putting it back in the hands of Congress, back in the hands of the people, elected representatives, and create an environment where we learn from this, okay? We're appalled by it, but we have to learn from it. And the learning has to be, we will never trust unelected bureaucrats with our futures, our lives, and our fortunes ever again.
Exactly. And I would say not only these unelected bureaucrats, I'd say even the elected congressmen and senators who are representing, and I would say misrepresenting us. But it goes back to what we were saying earlier, Rick. It starts at the foundation, first principles. First principles, we've got to get our acts together. This is a government of, for, by, we, the people. Our politics is downstream the culture. Our culture is a mess.
I mean, it's interesting. You got in D.C. This past weekend. I thought the timing was interesting. We got Defeat the Mandates going on. We've got, of course, the March for Life, which is a moral issue, and I believe is foundational in all this, because one bleeds into another. And some people say, well, that's a non sequitur. No, it is not. It complements, our attitude towards life, and our respect for life and morality is absolutely key to the politics. And as you say, good policy makes for good politics. It's been a while, Rick, since we've had good policy.
Well, that's very true. And I will, one of the things Joe Biden said when he was running for office is that he was fighting for the soul of America. Okay? That is a moral statement.
Yes.
It is not a policy statement. It is a moral statement. And if a Republican has said, I'm fighting for the soul of America, they've been ripped to shreds by the secular media. But the secular media let him get away with that because the soul of what the left wants to do is they want to turn the soul of America to continue to turn towards government as a solution to all their problems rather than God as being sovereign as a solution to problems and their own individual initiative as being the tool that God uses. That's what the fight over the soul of America was. And the fact that we didn't effectively respond to that. We kind of ignored it.
Let me just interject real quick. But, we ignored it like we ignored Barack Obama's fundamental transformation of America. That sounds kind of good, right? And so this is the same thing. It's that hollow idea, and it comes from somebody. I mean, it's like, look, if you're going to say, if you're really intentional, and you really mean to do something about the soul of America, how come you don't represent the change? How come you yourself, as the President of the United States, do not clearly represent a change, a reform that shows everybody that your soul has been converted?
Yeah, well, I think the answer is the fight of the soul of America was we're trying to carve out people who believe that America should be great again, and a word that never gets used in the Biden administration. But ultimately, the threat that Donald Trump posed a lot of different threats to the left. The threat he posed most was the left governs through the administrative state. They don't govern through Congress. Occasionally they'll pass bad legislation. But the key to legislation is they always leave it open-ended. We ended up, just on climate change again, we ended up with carbon dioxide being named as a pollutant because the Clean Air Act basically says, and whatever else the EPA decides.
Yeah.
Okay? And so what was challenged as being patently absurd, the court said, well, Congress authorized it. And, and we give deference to the administrative state. It's called Chevron deference. We now have – those are kind of things that we can shut down now. The court – I think we can get the court to overturn Chevron deference. So rationality can come into play. But the bottom line on it is we have been the one observation when I worked at the Department of Labor 15 years ago or so was that the administrative state just grinds on. It just keeps going, and it grinds. And no matter what you do, the administrative state grinds forward. And you just have, 2 million people, bureaucrats just doing their job. Most are fine people. By and large, most are fine people. This is not an attack on them. This is, in fact, though, an attack on a system that
exactly
over many, many years that, that empowers those people, those unelected people, to make policy and to hold that and become lords over their policy areas and not care about what a member of Congress, elected members of Congress think, because they're the lord, they're the one who knows all, and that's what
exactly
we see in Fauci. And Fauci's the face of the administrative state, and that's why we have to take an axe to the root of this tree and cut it down by ending the civil service protections that Fauci and others present.
It is a systemic organism, no doubt, Rick Manning, and you brilliantly laid it out there for the audience.
I hope that they can catch this because we got to do something about it.
Half the time, Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.25% with a 2.44 APR. Start off your new year with a lower rate and half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.44 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.25%. Yes, 2.25% with a 2.44 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603-787. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States Coast Guard is dealing with a suspected human smuggling venture out of the Bahamas. The Coast Guard was searching throughout the night for 39 people whose boat sank off of Florida's coast about 45 miles east of Fort Pierce. That's north of West Palm Beach. The latest accident follows another ill-fated crossing last week when 32 people whose boat capsized west of Bimini were rescued. Russian television goes propaganda. NATO is scrambling to strengthen its eastern flank. Western governments have warned of crippling economic sanctions if Russia invades Ukraine. Well over 100,000 Russian troops are now massed at their border with Ukraine. Russian state television claims what threat last night and adds Western panic is fueling the tensions by arming the Ukraine. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki from the lectern.
Our preferred path is diplomacy, and we can't predict where the mind of President Putin is. We've certainly seen aggressive actions and preparations increasing at the border.
USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. It's also great to have Jenny Beth Martin, the honorary chair of the Tea Party Patriots Action, a columnist for the Washington Times. And she's been saying the mandates are not American. We must stop the mass firing, stop segregating by vaccination status, and stop calling Americans unpatriotic for making a personal medical choice. Jenny Beth, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
It's so good to be with you.
Well, this past weekend, it all came to a head. Thousands of people came to D.C. for the march against the mandates. Tell us what happened.
There were about 30,000 people at this march to defeat the mandates, and it was truly an inspiring event. There were doctors who spoke. They made a very important point, which is they are representing 17,000 doctors from around the world who support.
Wow.
And these doctors agree on three things. One, that there is early treatment that works for COVID, and people should be aware that there is early treatment for COVID, that natural immunity is robust and durable, and that children should not be mandated to get the vaccine. So you had doctors, you had people who've had adverse side effects from the vaccine who were speaking, and then you had people who are employees, like airline flight attendants or firefighters or others who have either lost their jobs or are being forced or dealing with trying to prevent their employer from forcing them to take the vaccine. It was just It was an instructional event. The program was in front of the Lincoln Memorial, and I encourage everyone to go and watch the coverage of it. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. spoke, and he gave a really good speech that was just full of facts, and he did it all from the top of his head without looking at a single note.
Unbelievable. Well, he's been fighting this fight for a long time. I mean, this has been his passion. But I'm especially impressed, Jenny Beth, by these 17,000 doctors around the world. And this is such a disservice by the mainstream media and people that want to claim that they're so concerned about the health of Americans not to report on this information. Because at the same time as this is going on, you've got the UK saying masks don't make sense. They're canceling mask mandates. For obvious reasons, nothing new than what you and I have talked about since the outbreak of COVID. And so it's already well documented that masks are not that effective, though this administration wants to double down. Although the UK said, nope, doesn't work. They've got enough empirical evidence. Forget the mask. And then also that you had Israel with their latest study coming out and talking about, you know, the power of natural immunity. And personally speaking, Jenny Beth, you know, it's been almost a year since I came in contact with COVID. And I have monitored, you know, for personal interest and, you know, for anecdotal interest for our audience as well, you know, what's gone on with my natural immunity. Remember, Dr. Fauci and the other so-called scientists said, natural immunity only good for maybe 2-4 months, right? Well, for me, it's been almost a year. I have been faithful to stay on top and you know, watch the benchmarks. And, you know, check my blood, check all the markers and everything like that. And my most recent test, which was 2 weeks ago, the doctor came back and said, Bill, your immune system is as robust as ever. Do not get vaccinated. You don't take any medicine you don't need. That's what he told me. Those are the last words.
Yeah, and you wouldn't get a vaccine for measles or mumps if you already had it, because doctors have known for years that natural immunity trumps what a vaccine can do. So they're applying the exact same logic that they have applied to other diseases to that when it comes to those who have natural immunity. And one of the things that I heard kind of, I was on stage with the doctors off to the side, so in the backstage area, if you will, and spent, I just spend as much time as I can with these doctors because I appreciate what they're doing and am able to help them. Right. One of the things that I did hear them talking about is how sometimes the blood work on the there are two different ways you can check immunity, and there's one way that is a little bit more important because you can check T cells.
Yes, exactly.
Somehow you're checking your T cells, and sometimes it may not show up in one thing, but it's in your cells, and they can find it through the T cells. It's important that we understand and recognize it. It doesn't mean you might not get COVID again, but they think that even if you do, your body is going to be able to fight it much better than it would with a vaccine.
Well, and let's be real here. In my conversation with doctors, what they point out, Jenny Beth, consistently is the definition of vaccine has changed. And maybe Robert F. Kennedy addressed this issue. When we were growing up, there was a definition of vaccine. The modern day definition of vaccine has been adjusted in order to accommodate this COVID so-called vaccination. So, you know, words mean something. They're powerful, but we need to understand the language. And this is what the left has been able to do. They've commandeered our language. And this is, unfortunately, look at freedom is not free. And it demands that we have knowledge and we do our research. We have to have, as you and I have insisted on, an activated citizenry. You've got to know better. Ignorance of the law is just no excuse anymore. Never has been.
That's correct. And the FDA did change the definition of a vaccine. It used to be that you're not going to get sick, you're not going to transmit it, you're not going to die from the virus. And then they changed it to take the vaccine. Basically, so it's medicine to help you not get as sick. So you still can get the virus. You still can transmit the virus. You can still wind up in the hospital with the virus after the vaccine, and you still can die after getting the vaccine. That's not what we thought. You know, when I don't expect to get measles, mumps, or rubella, and I don't expect to die from it because I had a vaccine in the old definition. And I think that that's something, I'm not an attorney, it sure seems to me that attorneys could make that point to courts that the old standards should not apply when you change the definition. You have to pay attention to that.
Well, it's called, knowledgeable consent? I mean, there's another word for it. It escapes my mind right now.
Informed
consent, right? Well, this is all part of that process that is so critical. And people aren't being properly informed. And just like you say, you go into it, you hear vaccination. And so what is your reference? Your reference for vaccination is what you've always thought that vaccination was. You didn't know that the FDA in the background, in the shadow of all this stuff, changed the rules, you know, in order to escape, liability or whatever, or to accommodate what was going on in this, you know, politically charged, solution to this serious virus.
That's correct. And it's hard to stay on top of it because some of the things that we're talking about, if you talk about it on the mainstream social media networks, you're going to get censored and you're not allowed to talk about it. But there are ways to find out about it. The Global COVID Summit is a place where you can get information. That's where the declaration is. It's 17,000 doctors who signed. Mm-hmm. Truth for Health is one that Dr. Peter McCullough is involved in. American Association of Physicians and Surgeons. There's several different sites you can go to get information from doctors. Don't take my word for it. Don't take your word for it because we're not doctors.
Right,
but
exactly.
Look at what doctors are saying and get a second opinion. Oh, and they can watch Senator Ron Johnson's hearing yesterday that was 5 hours long with doctors. It was so incredibly informative. I encourage everyone to watch that.
Well, again, this is all part of informed consent, and the onus is on us to be knowledgeable. As my good friend John Whitehead said, it's knowledge that precedes action, and it's the right knowledge that we have to have. We just cannot trust, the everyday, the mainstream media out there to give it to us straight because, unfortunately, they've exposed themselves for who they are. They're propagandists. They're really not interested in our health. We're most interested. Our personal doctors are most interested. And these are the ones that we should trust, not these talking heads that come in that have some other interest that has to do, sadly, more about their own money and their own greed than it does the welfare of the American people. Jenny Beth, about 30 seconds left. How can people be connected with the Tea Party Patriots Action, activate their citizenry, and be part of the solution?
Go to teapartypatriots.org. Again, that's teapartypatriots.org, and we have action items every single week. This week we have one asking you to take action to let Spotify know that you appreciate the fact they let Joe Rogan have doctors on to give a second opinion.
Hey, Carrie, we need that tax report by tomorrow. Hey, Bobby, give me that expenses.
For Hari's accounting firm, client growth is exponential.
We're a couple of accountants short.
He needs whip-smart accountants at whiplash speed.
Hey, so why aren't these receivables matching up?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 plus your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Exergen would like you to know about an important new study by the FDA. It confirms what the medical community has always known. Non-contact thermometers are not accurate, and they fail to meet FDA requirements for accuracy in labeling. With new strains of COVID on the rise, we can't afford to tolerate rampant false temperature readings from non-contact thermometers. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. You need Exergen thermometers because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure. Be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
At you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Good morning to you. Good to have you with us sharing part of your day. For more info on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezShow.com. It is all right there. And right now, all right here, is Chris Chmielewski. He's the Numbers USA Deputy Director. We're going to be talking about these December border numbers. Yes, they finally came out. And when they came out, you quickly understood. And maybe we anticipated beforehand because the government doesn't slow walk good news, do they, Chris?
No, they don't. And, you know, what are we? We're January 26th, and on the 25th, they wait 25 days before they release the numbers. But, it's more of the same down on the border, unfortunately. So,
could you imagine
8,000 total encounters and another uptick from the previous 2 months?
Mm-hmm. Repeat that number again, because I may have stepped on you just a bit.
Sure. It was almost 179,000 encounters. And that counts people that try to come in through legal ports of entry, but are deemed to be inadmissible. So the true number of apprehensions is about 170,000. You can see that the overall encounters, the portion that try to come through ports of entry is a much, much smaller number, but the one that we care about is the 170,000 illegal aliens caught crossing the border illegally. Those are the ones we know about.
I mean, that's as good as an estimate because you've got the gotaways to think about, and we have no idea. And of course, you got to know the gotaways are probably smart enough, you know, to work the angles, and of course the cartels are smart enough to figure out, okay, hey, we're going to give Border Patrol a little bit of chum here to keep them busy, and while they're busy, then we're going to let the people that we really want into the country in, And so, you know, they're scooting in around the shadows, right, and getting cover by these people who are apprehended. So even that number in terms of apprehension, I mean, we're kind of fooling ourselves. Clearly our border is wide open. And, you know, I started to say to you, Chris, I feel for these border agents. Here they get up every day to go work a job that they don't even have a fair chance to be successful at. I mean, right. They are hindered by this administration at every turn, and they got to just be scratching their heads going, wait a minute, this just somehow just doesn't make sense. As one Border Patrol, retired agent had said, he says, back in previous administrations, yeah, you know, you might disagree with a little bit of the process, but it seemed like we were all concerned. We were all on the same page in terms of, you know, border control and national security. But now it's off the rails. It's incomprehensible. Could you imagine working in that kind of environment?
No. And, you know, to give you an idea of how bad it is, now Henry Cuellar, who represents one of the Texas districts along the border, pretty much what's been ground zero for the last year, and by far the most outspoken Democratic member of Congress on this issue, Cuellar has been pretty vocal about his criticism of the Biden administration's handling of the border. He's not calling for nearly enough down there, but he does recognize the problem. But for the first time in the last couple of cycles, the Border Patrol Union decided to endorse his challenger instead of endorsing him. So that tells you something. So here's again, the most outspoken Democrat, somebody who's enjoyed the endorsement of the Border Patrol agents for the last several cycles, has now lost it. So that gives you an idea of how frustrated these Border Patrol agents are. Someone who says that they're fighting for them, they're still not willing to support, even though they did support him in the past.
Yeah, exactly. Well, hey, look, at some point, you got to be able to look at somebody's bottom line. My old mentor used to always say to me, Bill, your charm's only as good as your bottom line. Charm can only get you by so far. Then after that, it's like, okay, what are you doing? What are you affecting here? And to me, that's the question that you can ask the entire Democratic Party or even our elected officials en masse. You know, what have you done for the people lately? Quit complaining about the problem. Go be the solution. Go do something to make it work for us. And yes, guess what? You're going to have opposition. Donald Trump tried to seal up the border. It was going well. I mean, the thing that's so amazing with this administration, you even had the courts telling Joe Biden, you need to return, not even you need, you will return to the stay in Mexico Trump policy. You will. It wasn't ifs, ands, buts about it. But they said, okay. And they went off and did their own thing. And you're going, well, wait a minute. How come these people aren't getting sanctioned? Somebody's butt is not ending up in jail for pretty much thumbing their nose to a federal judge.
Yeah. So not only are they basically thumbing their nose to the federal judges who said that you have to reinstate the Remain in Mexico policy, but the Biden administration took the judge's ruling, which basically said the reason why they couldn't end Remain in Mexico, and decided to take the steps that the judge recommended to continue to end Remain in Mexico. So they're going through the process to destroy it and at the same time not implementing it, even though the court ordered them. So it's just astonishing that they continue to find new ways to roll back both border security, border enforcement, and interior enforcement of our immigration laws when they have such a catastrophe down along the border. But they just don't care. They're moving towards open borders as quickly as they possibly can.
Yeah, and you can't even, I can't even stand the White House pressers anymore with Jen Psaki. I mean, the things that she says, it's like, wait a minute. I mean, it's like Baghdad Bob has come in and is running these meetings, and these poor people who are there, part of the press corps for the White House. They got these prestigious jobs thinking, hey, it's all great and everything like that. And you got to sit and listen to all this BS, and you can't even ask a critical question in response. You know, it's just all matter of fact. And like Joe Biden, in his first press conference in how many days and everything, I mean, it was just incredible. And he makes a statement. He goes, what other, you tell me one president that's done a better job than me. It's like,
I know that's a rhetorical question, but oh my goodness, do I want to answer that? You know, it's like, what do you, you know, but that's the stuff that goes out there. And guess what? You got half of the country going, well, Joe Biden said it. If it was really wrong, then somebody would have said something against it, right? But they're not going to. And people are led to believe, and you go, wait a minute, how can you say that this guy's the greatest president in his first year when he took away our energy independence, opened up our border, he's leaving us open, compromised our national security to God only knows what, and we've got, you know, American citizens being killed by illegal immigrants almost on a daily basis, Chris. And and somehow that's okay, but, you know, if you're a parent and you've just lost a child because of these Democrat Joe Biden policies, well, you're none too happy about it. I mean, you're absolutely heartbroken and disgusted that here in a free America, you've got to put up with this kind of stuff. And for the rest of your life, you're going to have this heartbreak that you got to deal with because of an incompetent government. And, you know, and speaking of that, if I can just add this to it, you know, I've said that this government is incompetent, but, you know, that's almost a compliment to say they're incompetent. They are intentionally doing this to the American people. I think we're fooling ourselves in thinking that it's just because they're, you know, they're not very smart people. No, there is a definite plan, and it's not for a free America like the way you and I would think America should be.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, going back to your comment about the reporters, too, so we've got, you know, the Border Patrol and the border apprehension numbers were released yesterday. Just to put this a little bit into perspective, we're now 3 months into the current federal fiscal year. Border Patrol's already apprehended 500,000 folks. That's more than half of what they apprehended in all of 2019, where the media was going berserk over the quote-unquote border surge. So 500,000 apprehensions compared to 851,000 that year. Today, zero coverage in the Washington Post, the main newspaper that covers the Washington, D.C. metro area. Zero stories on yesterday's report from the Department of Homeland Security.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. For all the time we waited for it, and then they're slow walking it themselves. It's orchestrated, no doubt. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yep. Yeah. No, that was the point that I just had to make. I mean, you really had to dig. I mean, the Washington Times was probably the closest thing to a mainstream paper. I didn't check to see if the Wall Street Journal had covered it. They would be another one that was typical. But basically, the only place that you can hear about what's happening down on the border is either local news reports, if you happen to be in one of the areas along the U.S.-Mexico border, or one of the right-leaning publications like the Breitbart and the
shows like ours. I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing to me how many things we report on that the mainstream media ignores, and it's just like, but this is what we do. You know, this is what we talk about in pursuing the truth, no matter where it leads. People need to be aware of what's going on. Just like, you know, what's up with all of a sudden these single adult males being released into the interior of our country? I mean, what does that say, Chris?
Right. And yeah, here's the funny thing. You know, remember the comments from a couple of months ago where they were flying them in the dark of the night? They're not flying up in the dark of the night now. They're marching them out in broad daylight.
So, oh, they have no shame. There's no shame.
Yeah. Yeah. And this was tremendous reporting by a local reporter, caught some video of it and started to report about it, that DHS was releasing single adult males. These are the folks that supposedly they're expelling under Title 42, released dozens of single adult males and put them into taxis that were sitting there waiting. They followed the taxis. They're bringing them to Houston Airport and flying them across the country.
And the windows were darkened and all, it was all, these guys are just so silly. And they continue to lie to us. But meanwhile, we're the ones that are under threat. Our families are under threat. What happens when they run into an illegal immigrant who gets a little skittish and is driving drunk or whatever else, you know, and what kind of, you know, collateral damage comes along with these wonderful policies brought to you by Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
Chris Chmielewski from Numbers USA. Thank you, Chris.
If supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Anytime.